you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think about this as a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Monday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, hurtling at you from Los Angeles, California. There's some weird shit happening. We're getting an echo type stuff, which I don't know if it's actually going through out on the internet. So I'm just going to talk with my headphones off. I don't think it's going out echoey. I think we're getting an echo for some reason. We got some new software, which apparently needs some adjusting, ladies and gentlemen. So we apologize.
At least it sounds cool.
For that. It does sound here in the studio. Sounds like a funky, cool little echo kind of thing.
Absolutely.
Going on. Anyway. Thanks for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. We are going to be here. It's Crab Diving Live. It's Monday, a little bit after 2 p.m. here on the Pacific, a little bit after 5. If your ear holes are taking us in out east, if it ain't that time, then perhaps you are listening to us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at the awesomest place to be, crabdiving.com. However you are receiving us, we appreciate the hell out of it.
The echo is not going out.
Awesome. The echo is not going out. So we'll just continue on without the headphones for today and get this, get the interns and the gremlins working on the stuff that we got. It may affect, it'll probably affect our ability to listen to clips.
What the fuck? Are we doing this bitch unplugged today?
Clipless today here on Crab Diving. We'll see what's going on with that. Anyway, thanks for listening to us today. If it's Monday, February the 8th, we are shooting out live at you here with the new updated software. If you were listening last week, we had some issues with the software. We got some updates. We dealt with the South African company that runs the software and had to do some reinstalls and everything, and not all of the settings ported over. So we're going to have to figure out some of these things going on.
Well, what are we going to do? Oh, shit.
You know, it kind of changes things up a little bit.
Oh, really?
To be honest with you, because I was going to play a whole bunch of clips.
You know, I don't know if this is germane to the technical discussion, but I did unplug one of the sets of headphones to use them over the weekend. That won't matter. That went into the little thingamabobber down there.
Yeah, I don't think that matters. I think it's more of I think it's just more of the effect that are screwed with that. Also, I don't have all of the sound effects for some reason at my fingertips either. So I can't even find the Sarah Palin clip to play that to take us to the news. But screw it. Let's check the headlines, ladies and gentlemen. Let's see what's going on in the news. You don't have to ride along with our stupid technical problems here. We're professionals and we're going to plow on. He said plow. All kinds of shit happened over the weekend. You know, we had another one of those little debates.
Yay!
A bunch of Republicans got together, a bunch of dudes, because they banished the one vagina possessor off of the stage, and the Republican clown car had a debate. All kinds of stuff happened there. The main story was it was Rubio, right? Kind of shit in the bed.
I mean, I've fucked my lines up before. I have been in a play, and I guarantee you that I repeated text. Like, because I just forgot or I fucked up.
Right.
And I just said the wrong fucking thing. But I think there's this perception.
Sure, yeah.
I mean,
skipped pages.
Yeah. I mean, really.
One time. I did. I skipped half a scene one time.
But, like, the perception of what happens in theater and shit is different than, I think, the perception of how people see political dudes when they're debating. But the truth of the matter is all these guys are speaking from something that's wrote, right?
Well, yeah, they have their talking points.
So all he really did was just skip to a point he mentioned. He just fucked his lines
up. Most of them, I think, are adept enough to be able to, they can, you know, ad-lib, improv a little bit. You don't have to just jump to card number 37 in your brain and spout out, what did he say? Barack, don't let anybody fool you, or anyone who thinks Barack Obama doesn't know what he's doing.
Yeah.
That was the thing he said over and over and over and over. And
right.
One of the best moments was where Chris Christie, he was saying that. He was in the middle of saying it, and Chris Christie, who was calling him out on being robotic, basically, Chris Christie said, oh, there he goes. There he is. There's that 20-second memorized speech. And it really... That moment,
yeah,
that's like that Simpsons episode where, you know, where Bart rewinds the tape of when Lisa told, is it Ralphie, that he couldn't, that she,
oh God,
she didn't like him, she wasn't even in love with him, and get away from her, and Bart rewinds and says, look, you can freeze frame it. The moment you can see, here's the moment you could see his heart break into. And that's what happened with Rubio, kind of, was you saw.
Absolutely.
He went
off
the rails. He didn't expect to be attacked by the big blustering blowhard from New Jersey, who just came out of launching. And he didn't know what to do. And he got flustered and he shat the bed. And in fact, the headline,
he totally shit the bed.
Yeah.
I hate that.
The headline over at the Commie Pinko liberal Huffington, the Post, there is a photograph of Rubio. It looks like he's about to throw a snowball. He's outside. It looks like he's, I'm not going to say anything. I'm just going to say it doesn't look like the most athletic dude in the world. This the HuffPo chose a moment in his throwing process where he doesn't exactly look the most athletic and adept at this. It looks like there's cameras around. I better get in a snowball fight with my kids kind of deal. You know what I mean?
Yeah, totally, man.
And plus, he's from Florida, so what does he know from snowballs?
Oh God!
So
is this the bye bye Rubio moment?
I mean, it's not going well. It's really not going well for him.
Yeah, I feel like this is it. You know what I mean? I feel like he's not going to be able to overcome this. And it's kind of funny the way Chris Christie. Fucking jumped on him.
Oh, right.
I mean, because he knows Chris Christie is not stupid. He has to know that he has zero chance to fucking win, right? Does he really believe he has a chance?
He thinks maybe. I don't know. I mean, I doubt it. Now, after seeing the latest numbers out of New Hampshire, but I think, you know, there's that lane of what they say is the establishment kind of a lane. Although there's nothing, I mean, Rubio's batshit crazy. T. Looney, no exception. We heard over the during that debate, no exception in the case of rape.
Yeah.
In the case of rape or incest. You know, that's too bad for you. I guess we'll have to handcuff you to the bed to keep you away from the coat hangers.
Right. And the great thing about this, the way the Republicans are handling this fucking primary is like no one is dropping out. Fucking damn the numbers. It doesn't fucking matter. No one is going to quit no matter what. For some fucking reason, I don't know if it's.
Holy shit.
What's up?
Look what's happening in the
deck. Oh, God.
Just for laughs. I
plugged in the fan here. It's hot, man, today in Crab Diving Studios. It's like 80 degrees out, and I just walked out into the dining room, and the dog, who is usually laying here on a fucking bed on her memory foam pillow, is in the middle of... She's in the middle of picking up, shredding some trash that she had found there. So there you go. That's the dog. Kate, what are you doing, you asshole?
Bad girl.
I didn't mean to send you out there to clean it.
Oh, I did. I cleaned it. I didn't mean.
I just wanted you
counter.
To look at it and just like grab her or something. I didn't. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to send you out there to clean it. But thank you for. Stopping the dog from doing that. Anyway, sorry, ladies and gentlemen. Live radio here, streaming at you from Los Angeles, California. And the dog, just a 15-year-old dog. This dog's 15, and she's tearing into garbage and shit.
Right.
And eating paper.
You know, God, the point I was making this weird point like that the Republicans, when you're dealing with people that you're debating with that don't have anything to lose... I mean, they're ruthless. They'll say anything. They don't give a shit how it makes them look. They're just going to...
Well, look at the Planned Parenthood videos. They're lies. They're lies.
Oh, yeah, total lies.
They're lies. And they're trying to yank the right for women to yank what they want out of themselves.
Yeah.
And they're willing to do anything for it. They're willing to lie. They're willing to cheat. Anything they have to do. Same with a lot of the election shit, right?
Right.
Where they're trying to keep people from voting. Instead of we have a great message, let's spread the message and get everyone out to vote that agrees with us. No, it's like, well, let's make sure the people that don't like us can't vote. Let's make it harder for them.
Yeah.
Or the middle of the night legislation that we've talked about and a lot of these state houses and shit. Where the shenanigans are going on, where the Republicans will... There was that one where they... didn't they send people out for food or something? And they called a quorum and they voted a bunch of shit through committees and stuff like that. I mean, it's just... they can't, because they knew they can't get it...
Right.
It's straight like, way. I mean, it's
are
just
Are you saying Rachel Maddow's right?
What do you mean?
When you can't win on the merits... You have to do dirty, shitty, underhanded shenanigans.
Yeah, there's a promo that she does.
But I guess Democrats have done that in the past too. Who knows? But whatever. It's just like this latest breed of right wing nut job asshole Republicans. They just seem particularly fucking heinous. Maybe it's just me.
I think the Republican Party is having issues right now. Obviously, is being ripped apart because you've got a few different categories now. You've got the three. Different lanes, kind of the establishment, your Jebediah, James Earl Jones, Bushes, and your Kasichs. And then you've got Trump's in his own lane, kind of. You could sort of say that Trump and...
we don't even know the lane Trump is in. Right. I think that's the interesting thing. We don't know from Trump.
And
we don't know...
the evangelicals, which is obviously Ted Lee Cruz, and that Ben Carson... To a lesser extent.
Oh, my God. What a shithead he is.
Ben Carson dropping like a stone. So the headline over at the HuffPo with that picture of Rubio playing with a snowball says maybe he's going to wave it around like Inhofe did and say, look, there's no global warming. Oh, Rubio also, climate change denier. Florida senator who is a climate change denier.
Your state will be underwater in 5 fucking minutes.
He should be a run out for misconduct.
Yeah. And by the way, I saw a story over the weekend about sharks, how that because of climate change and what it's doing to the Gulf Stream and all that bullshit, all of a sudden Florida is getting an influx of fucking sharks.
Right.
So, you know, you're going to deny climate change at the jaws of a fucking black tip shark. I don't know. Does that point make sense?
Well, yeah.
I've had too much coffee.
So the headline says, would-be Rubio donors frozen in place. And it's just what we were talking about, he kind of just really spray shat the bed on with that.
Like a hippo.
Robotic, yeah, response.
You ever see that hippo do that?
Yeah, fucking, with the tail spinning. Google that, ladies and gentlemen, for that wonderful moment. For
Yay.
One of the great reasons the internet was created. You can watch a tape of a you can watch a little video of a hippo having diarrhea.
Right. it's a great GIF.
It is really kind of the ones with the you got to have the audio.
Oh yeah,
because you got to hear that.
right. Is it GIF or GIF? I never know.
I think both are acceptable, but I read one time that the dude that created it says GIF with a hard G.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, I guess it's GIF.
But both are accepted.
I like GIF better.
I've always said GIF.
I've always said...
Or no, I'm sorry. The guy who invented it says GIF.
Oh, okay.
With a J.
Oh, okay.
It's the one that I usually say, and I think it's GIF file.
Things
I
make
say GIF.
You go, hmm.
I had to think about it.
Oh, I know. who knows?
It's like, don't we know somebody says weefy? Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you. Don't you say that?
I've
heard you say it a couple
times. I say
it
as a joke.
Oh, but that's like an Anglophile thing.
I think it might be a Brit thing.
The British. Hello.
So that's
where's me weefy, governor?
Rubio's problem is that they think he's... one of the problems is that the donors are holding back with him because they think he's too cautious also and trying to be too many people. He's trying to dance the... Oh, look at me. I'm a kind of establishment. Like it's me versus Jebediah James Earl Jones. And Chris Christie.
Yes.
Obviously, Chris Christie thinks he's in that same lane because that's who Christie unloaded on. but
unleash the hounds.
I think Christie, I think Rubio also is, you know, been whipping out as Jesus.
Oh, really?
A lot.
Pardon me while I whip this shit out. Baby.
And remember that one in Iowa when they said, what do you think? You know, at one point you were considered the savior of the party, that you were going to bring everyone together. And when you did the immigration reform, it was a bipartisan thing. And he answered, and the thing that he jumped on was the word savior. And he said, first of all, let me say that there's only been one savior in our history, and that's our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for our sins on the cross.
Man.
And I'm doing... Oh.
That's all you need.
Right.
That is all you need. It's just a little sliver of daylight to wrap yourself in that religious shit, man.
Yep. But, I mean, that one even was a neck snapper on that one, because, geez, I mean, there was no reason to cram Jesus in there and be
Bean
all
snappers.
Indignant. He was indignant about it. He was
like,
how dare you say I'm a savior? There's only one savior.
How dare you, sir?
As he's climbing up on the cross himself.
Right. To nail his little fucking face up there.
So it might... There's a lot of pundits saying that, I mean, just at one little moment, it's amazing how one turn of events on national telly, and he's toast.
At what point?
It hasn't helped him at all.
You know, we talk about this all the time. Like, what are these guys who are obviously powerful people? Why the fuck are they getting into politics? They could do whatever they wanted. Like, Rubio could probably sit on the board of some company
right now,
rather than run for office.
Sure.
I wonder if he's considering that. Because who wants to put up with this shit? I don't care how much of a boner you have for power. I mean, is this worth it? To be ridiculed and made fun of all fucking day?
Right. I don't get it. I don't like Ben Carson. Why is he... still doing this?
Was he not making any money as a surgeon?
Yeah,
was he poor?
He's retired. He's writing books, and now he's going to be able to.
What a fucked up way to retire.
I mean, he was smart initially and ride the wave, but I mean, after Iowa, he should have sailed off into the sunset and just accepted his ridiculous speaking fees now that he's going to get.
Yeah,
talking to Jesus waivers and Bible slingers,
right?
And but he, you know, he's plowing ahead. He says he's in it for a long haul, I guess.
Yeah. Well, good for him. Listen, I'm enjoying the journey. I'm glad he's still running. Fuck it.
Yeah.
The more Rubio, the better. All these.
No, that's
assholes.
Ben Carson.
Oh,
I
Ben
mean.
Carson. Jesus.
Rubio is hoping he comes in second still. He's trying to hold on to second right now.
Who's the next guy to say bye-bye?
In New Hampshire.
On the Republican side. Gilmore?
I think...
Well, I mean, if he hasn't
I don't even know what...
Or Kasich.
Yeah, Gilmore you can't even talk about. Kasich has said if he doesn't do particularly well in New Hampshire, then he's got to be done.
Why wouldn't you be done anyway? You haven't done particularly well anywhere.
Well, he's the polls are showing he's got a bump. And he did well, I thought, at the debate. He sounds like the most reasonable.
No, oh, okay.
When they were talking about police brutality, they asked, Trump said, I love the police. The police are treated poorly. I love the police.
Yeah, yeah.
I love the police. The police are treated poorly.
They're my favorite.
And they said, well, what do you say to the people, you know, who are saying that they're being brutalized, beaten by the police? I love the police. The police are treated poorly. It's really, you talk about somebody who repeats, but at least he doesn't repeat the exact same phrase over and over and over.
Oh,
and
yeah,
over.
Yeah.
He twists it up a little bit, not like Rubio did. And yeah. It was in context. Rubio just was like, oh, yeah, well, Obama, don't get me wrong. Obama, if you think he doesn't know what he's doing, he knows exactly what he's doing. It's like, what? We're talking about something else.
Yes, the evil master plan Obama has had to reform healthcare to make college more affordable.
Oh, what a fucking asshole.
He's so fucking evil.
That's what we've got.
That, yeah, really. If Obama is the super criminal, these Republicans, if he's that, he's the weirdest super criminal ever.
Well, yeah, don't forget he's a feckless weenie.
Feckless.
He's also apparently a vicious tyrant at the same time.
The man has not one feck to give. Could you imagine being feckless?
Yeah, right.
That to me is the strange one, right? Feckless. I mean spineless, right? Feckless, dumb, maybe not dumb. What is feckless? God, we visited this topic
impotent,
before on this
useless
fucking podcast. To hear us talk about the word feckless,
cowardly,
go to crabdiving.com. Look for us on iTunes and Stitcher to listen to older episodes.
And that's right. And if you're going to buy anything on the internet, hey, buy it through our portal at crabdiving.com/Amazon. We would appreciate you doing that. We get a little taste. Doesn't cost you anything.
All right.
The headline over at the Drudge Report that is a photograph of Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton eating together. It looks like they're in a diner of some sort. I'm sure they're in New Hampshire. I'm sure they're at some event.
Okay.
So they're sitting in the same booth.
Ha 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 ha.
And there's a picture of them eating.
Right.
That's it. They're looking at their food. I'm sure the photograph was taken just, you know, at a regular moment, but the emphasis is, I get the feeling here at the Drudge Report, that, oh, look at these two sitting across from each other, and they're not even talking to each other, not even looking at each other. But
man.
The headline says, Bernie ignores them while she plays victim.
Ooh.
It leads to a story over at the Washington Post.
Effeat.
The dog is now...
What's the dog
she's
doing?
Quite disruptive today. The dog's now fucking with her bed.
You're violent.
She's been accusing...
Who, Kate?
Hillary Clinton.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Has been accusing Bernie the Sanders of being negative. But over here at McClatchy, actually, is the other link that Drudge links to, because Washington Post has a paywall.
You know, Ted Cruz accused Donald Trump of being negative as well.
I think he did.
Everybody's negative, man. What a bummer.
The she said he ran a negative TV ad against her, but according to McClatchy here, it says the 30-second spot never mentions her name. But again, you know, I don't know who this is writing at McClatchy. This might be somebody leaning a little Bernie-wise. You know, it's amazing reading these pundits now.
Right.
And
is it hard to find someone that's objective between the two?
Yeah, you know who's disappointing is Howard Dean.
Oh, is he pro Hillary, right?
Oh, God, yeah. I mean, disgustingly. It's just, it's kind of sad to watch because I always like his commentary when there's not an election going on. But damn, once he's picked a horse, holy shit.
He's
just slathering all over her nether regions.
I mean, are you kind of in a way surprised that Hillary is going after Bernie like this, saying he's negative and, you know, and that he's doing an artful smear of her? I mean, I'm kind of surprised in a way because doesn't she seem smarter, more cunning than this? I mean, because the danger is if either party goes like negative on the other, they're going to alienate, you know, these Democrats that maybe they'll be uninspired to vote.
Will they? We talked about this earlier offline here, crab diving
offline.
I mean, don't you think there's a level of her having us by the short and curlies because she knows that all the reasonable people out there can't allow a Republican anywhere near the next Supreme Court nominations. Holy fucking tap dance, Jesus.
Oh my God.
I mean, can you imagine?
Yeah, sure. Look in a history book. Take a look at the Middle Ages. All that kind of shit.
Right.
Abortion by battering ram.
Exactly. Strap on those chastity belts, ladies, if Ted Cruz gets in. Both ways. They're going to lock things in and lock things out. Because you get pregnant, you're having that kid.
Oh, yeah. I'm waiting for it to pop out of you.
And apparently we're going to carpet bomb the Middle East.
Oh, yes. God. The carpet industry hates that term, by the way.
Right. So does the Merkin.
Oh, yes.
Industry.
Go to Urban Dictionary if you don't get that reference.
The question at McClatchy is Clinton really a victim of the most negative campaign in Democratic history? I'm thinking the tone of this article is no. That they're just being whiny little babies, and it's really not. I don't get how it's gone negative. I mean, granted, I'm in the Bernie camp, but I'm not an anti-Clintonite, right?
Thank God you have a dick, though.
Well, sure, I do that many times a day.
But I mean, if you didn't have a dick and you had the other and you were voting for Bernie. According to Madam Secretary.
Right. I wish I could play the clip.
You'd have a special little place in hell. I mean, we could try playing it. Who knows? Maybe it'll work.
I can't.
It's all fucked up.
Yeah.
Shit, man.
It's going to sound like a weird, echoey kind of a fucked up dealio, I think. I was just thinking about what I might be able to do to fix it.
Everything. Crab diving moment of enlightenment.
Possible moment of enlightenment, ladies and
gentlemen. 2:28 p.m. on a Monday. Mark the time when it happened.
A possible moment of enlightenment. Anyway, the Drudge Report is saying that Bernie isn't even talking about the Clintons. He's had a stop in New Hampshire, didn't even really mention her at all.
How sad.
In his speech, he just talked about his message.
Well, so is that negative by ignoring her, pretending like she's not there?
Right.
So now
he's not going to give her any fuel.
Right. And then Hillary will say, well, he's treating me like I'm invisible.
Right. Isn't that kind of how she, one of the ways they were saying she won in 2008 when she came from behind to beat Barack Hussein
from behind
in New Hampshire,
yeah,
was because of the one debate where Barack was all meanie face at her and hurt her fifis, and then like a day later she was asked about something and she got all choked up,
right. Yeah.
And she was human. And all of a sudden, a lot of people felt that she was getting beat up on or something.
My God. I look at all these politicians.
That may have swayed people's votes.
Sure. You think about the life they've had in office and all that shit they've been through. I mean, you're telling me Hillary Clinton can still cry? I mean, really? I'm not kidding you. I mean, who is not hardened and callous to the point where.
Well, maybe she you know,
had they had a moment there. I mean, a moment of feelings.
Yeah, maybe she slipped an onion off of the Whopper she had for lunch.
Right.
Rubbed her fingers out. I'm not saying that, but
shit, man.
It wouldn't surprise me to find that out for any side. I mean, okay. These politicians, especially these career politicians,
they're evil.
I saw some interviews with some of the youngins,
right,
that are Bernie supporters, and they're like, "Well, you know, why do you prefer Bernie, who's ancienter than Hillary?"
Yeah.
Why do you prefer that? And they say, well, everything she says feels like it's been, polled and run through, and run through a focus group.
Right.
And shit. And that she's very polished. And Bernie is not, and speaks honestly, and you really can't find him flip-flopping on anything. You look at tapes from 30 fucking years ago, Bernie Sanders was yelling about the 1% taking all the money and you know, banks going crazy.
Right, and it's as if Hillary Clinton didn't even remember that there was some... oh, God. Damn it. Now I can't remember the name of that movement. You see?
The education...
No. When people were camping out in Central Park.
Occupy
Wall Street. It's like, oh my God, I forgot it. You know, and I'm a big old fucking hippie.
Right.
It's like Hillary forgot about that or pretends that. I feel like that's where she loses a lot of the young people. You know, like she doesn't really speak to the Occupy crowd.
Right, right.
I mean, I guess not.
And that's the thing. She's not. And even among young women, you think she would have more of an edge and young men and women, both much higher percentages for Bernie,
right,
than for Hillary. So she's got to work on that. But then
right.
I think when you start going into the ethnicities and older people, I think black people and Hispanics are still overwhelmingly leaning towards Hillary.
Oh yeah, totally, man.
And I think older people.
Yeah, I mean,
who are more likely to vote? Right.
If this commie pinko liberal feet dickhead over here had to make a prediction, I'd say Hillary's going to win the fucking thing.
Yeah.
You know, and it'll be entertaining. It'll be an entertaining election.
Right, right, right.
I don't know.
So there you go. That's
election
the headlines.
Watch 2016,
ladies
bitches.
And gentlemen, we can see what else is going on here.
Okay. What's wrong?
I'm just looking at all the
these fucking
I
clips.
I can't fucking play here.
Can you play them on like a boombox? Hold them up like John Cusack did and say anything?
Right. I've got Donald Trump.
Oh, God.
He dropped the F-bomb, finally.
Yay.
I think we heard. Played it over the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Here.
Fuck it.
He said, yeah. But he claims he didn't say it. He said something like... bombed the, and then he went out of them.
But that's the same thing.
And well, then
dude.
Somebody went and bumped the audio.
Oh, yeah.
Of just
we
that,
heard that.
That moment where he whispers a little bit. It sounds like him saying "bomb the fuck out of them."
Can't he just say he said that?
Well, why not?
Just say, listen, I was excited. I was impassioned. You know, I fucking hate ISIS so much that I want to bomb the fuck out of them.
Yeah, he happily says shit.
Yeah, but
bomb the shit out of them. But I guess. I don't know. I guess fuck is too far.
Oh,
maybe it's too far
movie,
for the.
Though. You saw A Christmas Story.
What do you? Oh yeah.
What do I mean? Ralphie had to sit for a week fucking soap in his
That's
mouth.
Right. Ralphie said the F bomb.
We have a. It's so funny. Like if you think about swearing and whatever profanity even means, like it's not the idea. It's those words fit together.
Right.
It's those letters stuck together in a group and how they sound when you say them all at once. That is nuts. It's archaic that bothers anyone. Are we that soft-brained and fucking sensitive?
Yes.
I guess
yes.
So. God damn it,
yes.
Man.
Yes.
Stupid.
Yes. I've got a story here about speaking of millennials and youngins, if you go to our Facebook, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, facebook.com/crabdiving, participate in what's going on there. All kinds of stuff that we talk about. We talk about, we put up stories we talk about here. We put up stories we don't talk about. and memes and vines. There's a great vine of did you
vine.
See that creepy moment?
Do people still vine
sure
things?
A few
really?
People
okay
shit. It's not ours, I mean somebody else's, but did you see the vine that we shared, which is from Iowa? When
no
remember I told you how creepy it was, how Ted Lee Cruz was giving that creepy "Oh look, I won" speech.
Oh yes.
And flanked on either side of him, behind him, were his creepier, I guess, dad.
Flanked.
In some ways. Like, maybe he's creepier because he's right. closer to being president. His dad's just a batshit snake oil salesman.
Right.
But on the other side, over his other shoulder, is fucking Steve King from Iowa, the representative from Iowa, who that the Mexicans have calves assigned the size of cantaloupes from running across the border with 75-pound bales of marijuana on their shoulders.
It's so funny. Like, people like Steve King, for some reason, they don't bother me in a way because, like, he's way off in Iowa. You know, like, I feel like he's so remote. And what influence does he have? And I know he votes on shit. But God damn it, in these elections,
yeah,
the idea that he brought Ted Cruz to Iowa just makes my stomach turn, man.
Right?
Like that little fuck stick matters.
Little fuck stick matters.
Yeah, yeah.
It's and now he's I was seeing he was just put in charge of some committee even.
Boo.
That again, you know, thanks for putting the Republicans in charge, everyone.
Oh yeah, guys.
Cuz they're running these committees, and not only do we have Inhofe on the Science Committee,
yay,
and Ted fucking Cruz on the Science Committee.
Perfect.
We also have I think it's going to be something to do with immigration. Steve fucking King consider an expert on immigration.
Jesus.
Just because he's the loudest ninny screaming.
Well, he's well
in terror of all things immigration.
Yeah, he probably loves the Trump "let's build a fucking wall" thing.
Oh boy, yeah, absolutely. Meanwhile, there was a I saw a story of previous president of Mexico. Calderon. I don't remember. Calderon. I can't remember the name. I don't have the story in front of me. But to quote him, he said, oh, here it is, former Mexican president. He said, we're not going to build any stupid wall.
we're not going to build a stupid wall, you fucking asshole.
Yeah, Felipe Calderon.
Calderon.
Former president of Mexico.
we're not going to build a wall. Will they compromise?
When asked about Donald Trump's plan, saying we're going to build a wall and Mexico's going to pay for it and they're going to love it. listen to how rapey that is.
Right.
Right? Isn't it? I mean, it's like you're going to take it and you're going to love it. They're going to end up loving paying for it. They're going to love a night under the big, saggy, white belly of Donald Trump.
God, could you imagine Mexico reads what Donald Trump said? It's like,
they left their asses.
We're going to pay for it.
The world laughs at us
that.
With Donald Trump. There's countries trying that have talked. Fucking the British Parliament talked and debated on whether they should let him in the country or not.
Right.
Or put a ban on him in the country because, you know, they're real anti-hate speech
dude,
over there.
You've been to fucking England. It's nice, right? It's a
right,
beautiful country.
They're a little
country.
Uptight, but
well,
yeah.
No, but and London's nice.
It's great. I'd live in London in a heartbeat.
And everybody seems like civilized and nice and posh.
They're uptight.
Do you know? Yeah, uptight, sure. But are they going to stomach this blowhard Trump? I mean, he's not polite or civil. He's not very British.
Well, right.
I mean, you want to have Trump over for tea, and the first thing he says, some big fat American in a red face, he sits down and he makes a fucking duck fucking bill face with his big fat fucking lips, and he's like, these finger sandwiches are too fucking big. Fuck your tea service.
Slaps your wife in the ass.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, baby, grab me a crumpet, will you?
The British
off
are
the
like,
table there.
Yeah, yeah. You know what? Just get the fuck out of here. Don't ruin our country. Go ruin your country, stupid.
Calderon, so former president
Calderon
of Mexico, Felipe Calderon, was asked at some business conference that about what Trump said, and he said, we are not going to pay any single cent for such a stupid wall, and it's going to be completely useless.
Oh, that's funny as fuck.
He says, no offense, No offense to America. We have the president of Mexico, who I believe was president when, like, the worst time when heads were popping off of people's bodies left and right.
Yeah.
And he's condescending to us by saying, no offense, no offense.
We're not building
starting
a
out saying no offense. You know he's going to say something horrible.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
We can't believe you guys are so fucking stupid to want to.
I've never had anybody start out a statement to me with the phrase no offense without it being followed by something offensive. Heinously offensive.
Right. That's like,
oh, my God. It's the worst.
With thing. All due respect.
Oh, shit. I'm about to get it right up the ass right now. Let me bend over real quick.
Calderon said, no offense, no offense to America. So Donald Trump
but fuck you.
Is ambitious, but not exactly very well informed.
God, that's generous.
Of a man.
That is a generous thing to say about a guy who called you a country full of rapists.
I don't want to say ignorant, but he is not very well informed.
Right.
Says Calderon.
Oh, my God.
So there you go.
That is a very generous statement to make to a man that has said so much fucking shit
right.
about your fucking country. I mean, think about like this. What our relationship with Mexico, like, how is that relationship different than, you know, two countries in Europe that border each other? I mean, you know.
Right, right.
And we went to Europe. Do you remember big walls between all the countries?
No.
I mean, why the
Nobody
fuck?
Cares, right.
The only reason I can figure these that we want a wall is because the people in Mexico aren't white. I mean, that's the only fucking reason. And also, there's this perception that illegal immigration is just shitting terrorists into our country.
That's the number one concern.
Total bullshit.
On the right. That's their number one concern for GOP voters.
It's immigration!
Eh, not immigration reform, which right. I think we all agree is one of the top things that we need to fix. But slam and shut the doors of the country to anything
right.
browner than a snowflake.
And to me, do you even have to think hard about what is really wrong with our country? I mean, that Scarelli guy. He bought that company that made that AIDS drug, and then he quadrupled the price just because he didn't give a fuck?
Hundreds of times.
I'm not a math guy.
Wasn't it like $10 and he made it $700? So
yeah, he's a total fucking asshole.
Maybe
I mean,
not hundreds of times.
I mean, to me, that is such a glaring problem. We can't afford our medicine. The pharmaceutical business is a business, and that's all it is. It's not helping us.
Right.
We're dying of all these fucked up diseases, cancer, AIDS, all this shit. What does that have to do with that fucking wall between us and Mexico that's impossible to fucking build anyway?
Well, and we're at a negative immigration right now.
What?
There's more Mexicans leaving the country than
coming over,
pouring over the border. Yeah.
Well, that just ain't true.
So that's when they come up with the, oh, well, now it's Al-Qaeda. It's ISIS coming over the border. It's not just the Mexicans. Well, okay,
right.
Fucking Mexicans ain't coming, but it's Al-Qaeda.
You know,
we need a wall with snipers.
That's fucking hilarious. That's like saying, well, there might be less Mexicans coming over, but these are the new, improved, dangerous.
That's what Trump was saying.
Mexicans.
They send their rapists. They're not sending their best.
What the fuck?
Right? They're not sending their best.
Yeah. This Trump guy is such,
I assume,
a megalomaniac.
Are good people.
Oh, yes. Oh, how nice of you. What a lovely judge of character he is.
And some, I assume, are good people.
Yeah. What an asshole, man. He's making us look like it. I mean, we look like an asshole anyway, but this is just.
He's the quintessential American dickwad that is a cartoon character across the pond, and apparently even in Mexico and stuff. I get it. The one time I was in Spain, I think I've told this before, but I don't give a fuck.
Spain.
The one time I was in Spain, and there was an obnoxious American couple from, let's call it Texas.
Fuck you.
It was Texas.
Okay.
And they came over to us because they heard us speaking English in this bar in Madrid.
Okay.
And all she did was complain
about
how the people don't speak English.
Nah.
They don't accommodate American eating time.
Well, that's all the time.
Well, no, she was like, well, right. We eat our dinner right. at 5 o'clock. I don't, yeah. You know, these people here don't eat their dinner till 8. Well,
oh my
they
God.
They should realize they should cater to the people that come over here.
There ain't even no room for me to park my scooter for my big right. fat Texan booty.
It's people who travel like it's a zoo.
It's not. The world isn't a fucking zoo, idiot.
Right. Like, instead of enjoying the different culture, and maybe immersing yourself in the different culture, embracing you want to be outside of it in your little American double wide bubble.
How is that even fun?
And look at it like it's a fucking National Geographic special.
I know.
And then go back, waddle yourself back to your fucking hotel or to your cruise liner, and go to the free buffet.
Ha! Yeah,
that ain't traveling,
right?
Unless, I mean, if you're 80 and can't get around a lot, maybe that's traveling.
How's that any
it.
Fun? I'm at the Hard Rock having cheese quesadillas in fucking Rome. Right. I remember, you know, when I was growing up in high school, White Trash Phil USA in Georgia. All my little fucking redneck buddies.
Is that the name of the town?
Yes. Right. Well, we live. I mean, if you're from Georgia, and you say, "Where are you from?" Lithia Springs, not Lithium Springs, by the way.
It that's been, White Trashville.
It should have been Lithium Springs.
I live up the road, and I hate Negroes.
Up the road, up and down the road, please, right. Everybody. But I live near Six Flags over Georgia, and it's like, where is that? It's near Six Flags. Oh, I know where that fucking is. I don't know why
that's the main one of the main geographical
one of the main
points.
It's like Six Flags over Georgia is like our Eiffel Tower, if you think about that.
Where's Stone Mountain?
It's in a city called Stone Mountain, Georgia, actually.
is that another?
It's near Atlanta.
Is that another geographic?
Oh yeah, dude, it's a huge landmark, man.
When I was Stone Mountain,
yeah. Oh yeah, people love Stone Mountain. It's a park.
I don't know the history of Stone Mountain. Does Stone Mountain pre or post date Rushmore? Did they put that one up in answer to the Yankees? Okay. Like, they can't have their own mountain. We're going to put ours up.
When was Stone Mountain made then? What was the year?
I don't know. I'm
asking
you.
Look up the year Rushmore was. I don't know, man. Do you think it was the same guy and he did like Rushmore had to have been first?
Okay, 1927 to 1941 was Rushmore.
Stone Mountain, Georgia
was started
was
in 1927.
I bet you $5 Stone Mountain was etched in rock before that of Rushmore. Only because the people in the picture are older, right? Abraham Lincoln, fucking General Robert E. Lee, Elvis. Ray Parker Jr. Right. Not Ray Parker Jr.
No, they wouldn't. Ray Parker Jr. would not be up on Stone Mountain.
No, the guy that sang Georgia. Georgia!
Ray Charles.
You know, someone should come in here and hit me in the face with a baseball bat for getting the great Ray Charles mixed up with Ray Parker Jr. Yeah. And no slight to Ray Parker Jr. I really enjoy Ghostbusters.
Yeah. What else did he have? Did Ray Parker Jr. have another?
Hey, Ghostbusters 2 soundtrack. I think he had some song like Tearing Up This Town or something.
Oh, well, you would be correct, sir.
I won. It's insane. I don't know how
Oh, my God. What? The largest high relief sculpture in the world. The Confederate Memorial Carvin depicts three Confederate heroes of the Civil War, President Jefferson Davis, General Robert A. Lee, and General Thomas J. Stonewall Jackson.
Fuck you. Yay. No, wait. Elvis was added later. Elvis was added later along with Annie Potts.
The entire carved surface measures 3 acres, larger than a football field, and Mount Rushmore.
Oh, yeah.
The carving of three men towers 400 feet above the ground, measures 90 by 190, is recessed 42 feet into the mountain. The deepest point of the carving is at Lee's elbow. Jeez. In 1912, it was the carving existed only in the imagination of Mrs. C. Helen Plain, charter member of the United Daughters of the Confederacy.
Oh, my God. What year?
1912. God. So, I mean, she may be a literal daughter of the Confederacy.
Yeah.
Depending on how old that bat was.
I mean, you know people died constructing this stupid fucking thing, right?
Three sculptors worked on the carving during its creation.
Only three?
Gutzon Borglum was hired in 1915 as the carving consultant.
Nine!
In 1916, he was appointed carving sculptor by the Stone Mountain Monumental Association. Right. He envisioned a carving with seven central figures accompanied by an army of thousands.
Oh, God. I wish he would have carved a dick into it. That would have been hilarious. An army of thousands?
He didn't start until 23.
Okay.
After blasting away large portions...
Blast.
He was able to complete the head of Lee on January 19th, 1924. Oh, here we go. I guess there were creative difficulties, as they say out here in Hollywood, because in 1925 a dispute arose between Borglum and the managing association. As a result, he said, fuck off.
Right.
And took all of his sketches and models with
him. Fuck off. Sketches.
So all they had was his head, was Robert E. Lee's head.
And then they had to finish it? How dangerous was this to work on? I mean,
so then they hired a guy named Augustus Luckman, who resumed work.
Yeah,
his carving included the three central figures on horseback. He removed Borglum's work from the mountain and diligently worked with pneumatic drills. But by the time 1928, which was the original deadline, occurred, only Lee's head was complete, and funds were depleted. They ran out of money.
Oh, geez, how sad. Ran out of money.
So then it sat there for 36 more years. Oh, my God, it wasn't until 1958
that it was finished.
That they put more money into it and fucking finished
so
it.
So you're telling me until 1958, Stone Mountain was just Robert E. Lee's fucking face?
It was just a head.
Of Robert E. Lee?
Yeah, unfinished.
Oh, yeah, I didn't know.
Holy shit.
You know, the funny thing is, I've been to Stone Mountain like 27,000 times.
Seriously? Is it a big deal?
I love
it.
Dude, it's fun. It's fun. You get to take a... It's pretty neat. You take a tram or a cable car or whatever up the mountain. It's an amazing view.
They have a herd of black people you can drop rocks on or something?
Yeah, and you go up there, you get to walk around on the rock. Yeah, you know what's funny is there's not really a fence around it when you get up there. You can just, if you wanted to, you could slide down to your fucking death on that fucking thing.
Maybe
it's scary.
Maybe cock slab General Lee on the way down.
Yeah, tag it. But I've been in that gift shop a billion times, I think, and I never knew that it wasn't finished until 1950, whatever.
In 1958, the state of Georgia bought the mountain and the land.
Okay.
Then the Georgia General Assembly...
Why do you need to buy it?
...created the Stone Mountain Memorial Association.
Okay.
They had a group of artists, and they had a competition... Nine world-renowned sculptors submitted designs for a new sculpture in 1963. They chose Walker Kirkland Hancock of Gloucester, Massachusetts.
Walker Kirkland Hancock Gloucester!
He resumed work in 1964.
Oh, God
1964,
damn it.
1964, that's after the Civil Rights Act, right? Or right around?
Right around
the Civil Rights Act. They were like, fuck you, rest of the country. We're from Georgia. We're putting up some real heroes while you're making us let the Negroes take lunch with us and go to school with us and shit.
Let it be known that if Ryan Pfeiffer is elected president of this country by executive action, I will have all the faces carved into the side of Stone Mountain turned black.
How do you turn those black?
I'll take some submissions. I'll get some designers on it. You tell me. I am not the designer.
You're going to recarve it into like
I don't know.
Jackson 5 or something?
Who knows? No, I'm going to No. I'm going to replace it with prominent African Americans of Georgia history.
God, that would you.
So
you
what?
It'd be like in Star Wars when Obi-Wan said, there was a moment I heard million voices cry out and then were silenced.
Oh, God. I heard the funniest fucking Star Wars joke at my show at the Lotus Lounge every Saturday night at 10 p.m. Goes till close.
RatedRComedy.com.
Fuck you.
Sorry.
Comedian Ed Greer, funny as hell, regular at the Comedy Store. Anyway, he said to me, He had this joke on stage. He goes. I remember everybody was so pissed off that the stormtrooper was black. That there was a black stormtrooper, which I'm fine with. However, if every stormtrooper had been black, that would have bothered me. I don't know. That struck me as funny. That's funny, right?
Didn't Ruth Bader Ginsburg had something in that vein? Somebody asked her, when do you think there will be enough women on the Supreme Court?
Oh, yeah.
And she said, when it's all nine.
Nine!
And then people reacted, and she said, why do you react to that?
Yeah.
For 100 and how many years? 200 years.
Right.
It was nine penises. There were no women. And everybody's okay with that.
Yeah, yeah.
But the thought of nine women being on the bench, it's like, whoa, wait a minute.
Yeah, really, what is the big fucking deal?
Right.
Yeah, you know, it's so dumb. I had a comedy show not too long ago. I had seven people I booked. Six of them were women. And it just kind of worked out that way. It wasn't intentional.
Right.
And I got so many comments.
About all the women?
Yeah, I can't even tell you. Yeah, and by the way, it's like, how many comedy shows do you see where it's all dudes and one chick? A ton.
Right, right.
You're right. So what's a big deal? You're talking about the Supreme Court. If anything should be diverse, it should be the Supreme motherfucking Court. Okay?
Right. Good God. Finishing touches to... I'm on StoneMountainPark.com,
so
they're a little biased here.
Yeah.
Finishing touches to the masterpiece.
Master.
Were completed in 1972. 1972, they polished the last fucking buckle on General Lee's goddamn pants.
That was only 15 years before I was born.
That's some bullshit.
That's bullshit.
I mean, it's an amazing sculpture.
In 72, nobody was like, oh, let me the tenor of the country. I guess you don't want to, you got to drive around in Georgia and you got to look at an unfinished thing on a side of a mountain every day. I guess that bothered people, maybe.
Just Robert E. Lee's head.
You really, it is strange. People, like, even Mount Rushmore. I mean, I went to Mount Rushmore and I learned that, like, a bunch of people died working on that thing.
Yeah?
How's that worth it?
Right.
What did you used to? I mean, how about this? This is a new way we can think about monuments and shit like that. Instead of someone climbing up on top of that ridiculous Mount Rushmore, carving out the faces, people died, you know, whatever. What if you just think of all those five people and what their faces would look like on the mountain, and you can just think of it?
There you go.
What's wrong with that?
I don't think that shit would fly anymore. Do you? I mean, we're
defacing
gonna
nature.
We're gonna blow up a mountain and put somebody's face up there.
Well, what about?
I don't know
the...
that you could. What?
Well, what about Barack Hussein's ambition to have his fucking face
right.
added to Stone Mountain? You haven't heard that?
Stone Mountain?
I mean, no. That would be the best.
That would be hilarious.
I mean, I don't mean to be a negative Nancy or anything, but I just don't see that happening.
You need Barack Obama standing behind these three asshole Confederate dickwads telling them to go away, and they're riding away.
Confederate dickwads. You know, they do that laser show. They used to anyway, every Friday night during the summer at Stone Mountain, Georgia. I went. It was fun, you know. But there is a section where on the side of the mountain, they do, Battle Hymn of the Republics or something.
Yeah.
And they have all those dudes that are on the mountain riding together in sync with Dixieland or something. No, it is Battle Hymn. But behind them, they project the American flag and then the Confederate flag.
Oh,
so nice.
Nice.
The thing about Georgia
is about the heritage, Ryan.
Yeah. I mean, Georgia, the whole South. I mean, we can be as progressive as we want, but that fucking redneck thing, I'm not sure that's going anywhere, to be honest. I don't think you can wash that. I don't think you can pressure wash that off the side of the shitty house that is the South. It's just not happening. Nice. There's not enough bleach on the fucking planet to scrub out the fucking racism and shittiness, you know.
Don't forget to listen to us here every weekday, ladies and gentlemen, 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 out on the Eastern Type Coast live.
Hey.
Then we drop as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, crabdiving.com later in the evening.
Perfect.
I'm trying to multitask here and
oh yeah,
trying to look at these
stories and these sound clips
and the settings to see if I can somehow remedy the situation in the middle of the show.
Fucking software, man. I know for the most part it does a job, but don't these guys in South Africa, don't they know that our show is important, that we matter, and we got to get our shit out to our fucking audience? God damn it, guys!
That's right. Our crowd is demanding, clamoring.
Yeah. Pinching.
As we talked about, there's a little Stone Mountain. How did we get to Stone Mountain?
I don't know, man. Something about something. We're talking about
Mount Rushmore?
Right, yeah. I don't know, man.
I think I just had the story about Stone Mountain, maybe.
Okay.
Know. Well, we did that story about the Georgia... we were talking about... You said Six Flags was a...
Oh, yeah. It was a big landmark. Right. You're like, what about Stone Mountain?
There you go.
Oh, shit.
We just followed the breadcrumbs back.
Six Flags is our Eiffel Tower in Georgia.
Bill Clinton...
Fuck you.
We keep talking about what's going on in the election.
God.
Bill Clinton, I don't know. He's
somebody
kinda,
needs to drop his ass on Orgy Island.
He got unleashed a little bit yesterday, and it was all pissy about the Bernie bros. He's saying that anything Hillary says, there's an immediate attack online, and it's sexist, and they say horrible things that you can't even talk about how
sexist.
Disgusting they are.
What are we allowed to do?
And, I mean, they're assholes. It's the internet. Of course it's going to be assholes.
Right.
But
it's not an artful smear by the folks at Feel the Burn.
And it's not coming down from Bernie. Bernie's not like, did you hear what she said? Get some guys to tweet out that she's a cunt. That's just not happening.
That would be funny if it was, though. If Bernie, his handlers are like, yeah, if he was like,
but he is... Bernie, they asked him about it. I don't know, one of the stupid shows. And Bernie said, look, anybody that's doing stuff like that, I've got hundreds of thousands of people, tens of thousands of people working on our campaign and millions of people that are following it and are passionate voters and want him to win. He's like, I can't keep police every single one person that tweets something out, or
yeah, man, what the fuck am I supposed to do?
And he said, but we don't, I don't want their support. If there are people out there, we don't, the sexism, the misogyny, the horrible name calling, we don't want any of that. He said, what is he going to say?
I don't know.
Well, I like it. Don't be a cunt.
Yeah, it's not my fault.
Tell her to not be a cunt.
Right, right. You ever think of that?
You're right.
Here's a suggestion. I mean, God, I keep saying this, but God damn it. If this was on the Republican side, if Bernie was Ted Cruz, I mean, whatever. Would anything be coming out of his mouth that wasn't Benghazi, that wasn't emails? No.
Right.
I mean, he just wants to talk to her about the issue, so I don't know. I don't think it's doing the
Hillary
camp.
And that's what's
going to
come at her in the national election.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's going to come back.
Right now she's getting campaign donors and foreign policy. You didn't vote. You voted for the Iraq war. None of the Republicans are going to throw that one at her.
Yeah.
About voting for the Iraq war. But they might. Yeah. And none of the Republicans are going to throw the campaign finance at her either.
No, how could they?
Good Christ.
Oh, my God. You know, the thing is, it's like all of her, the Hillary campaign right now, this is the hardest part, right? They're fighting someone everybody loves. Everybody loves Bernie. So if you say anything bad about it, it makes you look like a fucking dick.
Right.
You know, they must be looking forward to when they're done with this fucking primary. Because it's going to be easier to fight Ted Cruz or Donald Trump, right? It's just going to be like, it's always a sledgehammer. It's always the big gun. Always.
Right.
And how do you deal with Bernie Sanders? I don't know. Everyone loves the guy. But no one's going to feel bad if you sit there and make Ted Cruz your little bitch in every debate.
Yeah, right.
I don't know.
It's
like the McLaughlin group in here.
Eleanor?
Eleanor, is Trump a little bitch?
God, I haven't seen the... McLaughlin group in a long time.
I don't know. Is that guy still alive, John McLaughlin?
John is, yeah.
We need proof of life.
There's probably a lot going on.
Oh, yeah. He's busy.
It's his time of year, right?
Oh, yes.
So I've got a story here. We talked about the Mexican president, former Mexican president. Michigan, this is, it's just, you think batshit crazy Republicans, you think South, right? I mean, you know, so, but I think,
yeah. How dare you?
I think the Michiganders have proved that assholery of conservative type is available anywhere.
Sure.
And popping up like big giant zits all over the country.
Ouch.
So not only they're, you know, they're poisoning their brown people.
Right.
Poisoning the water in some places.
I think if you give West Virginia some time, and that is considered the South, by the way, they will, in fact, fuck the water up. Because didn't they wasn't there something with Freedom Industries? They leaked a bunch of shit into the water and made it their water taste like black licorice.
Yeah.
Give them time. They'll fuck their water up. No.
Well, then they'll privatize it, and you'll have to buy your water from Nestle.
Oh, yeah. But what about all the plastic bottles? Won't that be bad for the environment?
Fuck you.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I forgot about that.
The Michigan representatives, this is in the state legislature, Tom Barrett, Republican, Lee Chatfield, Republican, Tristan Cole, Republican.
Yay.
And Jim Runestad.
Runestad.
Republican.
Perfect.
Introduced House Bills 5301 through 5304 last Tuesday.
Liquid U.
The Cole, who's the author of House Bill 5304, specifically said the current concealed pistol license permit requirement in Michigan is, quote, government overreach.
Oh, shit.
And it places an undue burden on residents who want to defend themselves against criminals, Ryan. Concealed carry.
Right.
Permits. These assholes want to get rid of permits. You can just carry whenever the fuck you want. You don't need a permit, is what they're saying.
It's going to be a fucking blast, man. No pun intended.
Criminals don't have to go through a training class.
Oh, I hate that argument so fucking much. And neither do responsible gun owners, apparently, because you're always fucking cleaning your gun and shooting something.
They don't have to wait for government permission to have a handgun before they commit armed robbery. Yet a law-abiding citizen who simply wants the option of self-defense has to jump through all the hoops and pay a price to carry a concealed weapon.
Bye.
Man.
Get over it.
One of the other assholes, Jim Runestad,
said,
we're required to take a driver's test occasionally to get or maintain our driver's license. But tens of thousands of people are killed in traffic accidents every year, regardless of having passed state-sanctioned training courses. So he's saying people get killed in car accidents anyway. And you have to have licenses. So people are going to get shot anyway.
God.
So why have licenses?
I know. And that makes perfect sense because I know the sole purpose of driving is when I go outside, I try to run over as many people as I possibly can. That's what my car is made for, running over people. Or running over things, I'm sorry. But cars don't kill people.
So they've already put new rules into effect recently, allowing concealed carry permits to be even easier to get. But
great.
Now these guys, these Republicans in the state legislature of Michigan.
Shit, it's a regular walk in the park.
I want to just say, fuck it. Anybody can carry anytime, sure. Anywhere.
By the way, this is going to help the whole water sitch.
What do you think?
Yeah, I'm going to shoot my water. You think you got lead poisoning now, water? How about now?
Well, yeah, and that's what they're spending time on.
So stupid, yeah.
They're spending time.
They're spending, listen, you're in charge of a state. The water, some people can't drink the water because it's fucking poisonous. It'll kill you. The only issue is that water.
Right.
What else could it be? What else would you be working on?
They're busy blaming Obama.
Listen, it takes a lot of time to suck the dick of the NRA, man. You got to spend a lot of time.
The
can't spend any time making the water clean though.
In Louisiana,
fuck you, boy.
It says five Republicans are already running for the open U.S. Senate seat.
All right.
And there's finally one Democratic candidate. You mean to tell me they can't find Democrats in Louisiana? No. Aren't there people who are just fucking
poor people?
Outraged by the shithole that Piyush Jindal dug?
Sure. And hey, let's not forget, not too long ago, the ocean came into New Orleans, sucked it into the Gulf, and vomited it back up. And George Bush did fuck all.
Fuck all.
He did. He showed up there and he made a speech with a shit ton of lights.
Brownie did a great job.
And he had to bring his own generators because guess what? There ain't no power there. Fuck.
Did you hear that there's a, you know, they're talking, one of the questions they asked was, do you think for the debate was now that women are, can be assigned to all combat roles.
Oh, really?
In the armed services. Well, shouldn't they not start registering for the draft when they turn 18 also?
Oh, my God. I heard. Were we listening to a bunch of right-wing nut job assholes discuss this?
Probably. Yeah, probably.
Because this is nuts. They're like, oh, okay. Well, you want to start picking up the tab as well? My God, Fox News.
Oh, that's right. That was one of those men's rights advocates, the guy from Vice, who was on a horrible Fox show over the weekend.
Really? I thought Vice was an incredibly liberal
news org. He's a crazy men's rights dude, though.
Oh, is he really?
Yeah. Shit. For all as liberal as they might be on other shit, he's a crazy men's rights guy.
Damn.
His quote was over the weekend, which I would play if I could. He said
sad
that men have it harder than women in all aspects of our society these days. Men get raped more. Percentage wise, if you count prison.
Oh my right. God. Yeah, yeah.
It's and he listed some other litany
horrible
of alleged crimes created against poor white men.
I don't know how you fix Fox News. I mean, I don't even know what that means. Like,
yeah, I don't either.
Like, what if you were a big liberal and you're like, okay, I just took over Fox News and my mission is to turn this into an NBC type kind of station.
Right.
What would you do? Burn it to the ground and start over.
I don't know. You have to fire a lot of people.
You fire everyone.
A lot of firing would have to go on.
Sure.
So Ted Cruz.
Okay. I've heard of this guy.
Was asked about it. And he said it was striking that three different people on that stage came out in support of drafting women into combat in the military.
That's funny.
He said, I have to admit, as I was sitting there listening to that conversation, my reaction was, are you guys nuts?
God.
We've had enough with political correctness, especially in the military. Political correctness is dangerous, and the idea that we would draft our daughters to forcibly bring them into the military and put them in close contact. Well, what about dragging our sons from their homes and throwing them into the military for your oil wars?
Jesus Christ. It's all insane. We shouldn't be over there having these oil wars.
But the girls, you absolutely can't.
No, not at all.
I think it's wrong. It is immoral, he says.
That does he justify it in the fucking Bible? Does he go that far?
I'm not in this quote, but I'm sure.
Get his daddy out there.
If I'm president, we ain't doing it, he said.
I just threw up. If I'm president, stop it. He shouldn't be for some reason, he shouldn't be allowed to say that. I don't know why, right?
He said, I'm the father of two little girls. I love those girls with all my heart. They are capable of doing anything in their heart's desire, but the idea that their government would forcibly put them in a foxhole with a 220-pound psychopath trying to kill them doesn't make any sense at all.
Jesus Christ.
But you'll put a little 140-pound skinny dude.
Sure. What's the difference?
Crazy.
And by the way, I personally, we saw that clip of where Ted Cruz tries to hug his daughter.
Yeah. Right.
She looks like she might rather be in a foxhole.
There's another one that I think was in Iowa, too, or recently, even more recently in New Hampshire. But
fuck
it's,
you.
It's him kissing his wife.
No, shit.
And he's all gross. He's got his eye closed with his fish face sticking out.
Yummy.
But then she does the side face, not kissing on the lips. She pulls her mouth over to the side so that he kisses the corner of her mouth.
That is
kind
so
of thing.
Fucking funny.
I mean, she probably didn't want to get lipstick on his.
No. Who knew lips could move lips. Like that? You know, when they're scared or grossed out, your body can do amazing things.
But then that picture is out there. Right. I saw a meme today that was Barack Obama kissing Michelle.
Okay.
And they were kissing on the lips. Ooh. They look like they like each other.
Oh, my.
And then it was that picture of Ted Cruz and his wife being like, ew, 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 ew. It's like you kiss your grandma,
man.
You know.
These photographers.
Right.
God, they're evil fuckers, these paparazzi types. Oh, my God.
Uh-oh, Ted Nugent trending on the Twitter. Tweet us if you like, ladies and gentlemen, at crab diving.
Probably not. I probably said something totally fucking shitty.
Ted Nugent trending on the Twitter. I believe it's, I don't know. It's the one of the stories says that he has endorsed a candidate, I guess. Do we care?
Oh, yes, immensely.
Who Ted Cruz says is his candidate.
Okay.
I wish I could play it.
Oh.
Ted Cruz.
Ted Nugent.
I think he'd make a wonderful president, Nugent told radio host Lars Larson on Tuesday.
Lars Larson. That's Lars a fucking Larson. Radio name. How stupid.
However, I'm also a big, big fan of Donald Trump, he said.
Oh, he doesn't know who to squirt for.
Blathering on and then saying Trump is taking on, quote, the scourge that is this Barack Obama liberal Democrat fundamental transformation destructo derby of the American dream.
Oh, my God. Shit, dude.
It's like Sarah Palin, right? Right wing and bitter clinging, proud clinging.
Are we never going to see a damn Yankees reunion tour? Is that not going to happen?
I don't know. He's got a band, right? It's not damn Yankees, or is it?
I don't know. I think it's probably just Ted Nugent with whatever.
Yeah, the Ted Nugent Angry Old White Guy tour.
I mean, that's so insane. He's supposedly an amazing guitar player who knew you could be this into politics and this crazy in the same vein. He's nuts. Just picture him walking around in the woods with that fucking bow and arrow. He's hunting animals. Jeez. What a brute.
Yeah, I mean, he does eat them, but he doesn't have to.
Right. Does he eat them so that, while they're still alive? His blood all over his face?
I guess he allegedly eats what he kills, but he doesn't have to. He's got money.
Sure.
He doesn't have to go out and take out deer. He doesn't have to go out.
But maybe it's good that he does. I mean, if he wasn't doing that, what would he be up to?
He'd be killing people?
I don't know. No, but, you know, I don't know. He's nuts.
Oh, maybe this is why he's trending today.
Trending on Twitter.
It is why he's trending today. National Rifle Association board member Ted Nugent shared a graphic on Facebook.
I made a pie chart.
Showing, there was a headline, so who is really behind gun control? With Israeli flags next to the faces of 12 Jewish American politicians. Some of the pictures feature descriptions such as New York City Mayor Mikey Bloomberg.
Okay, now that's anti-Semitic, right? I mean, I would call that racist. What he did, calling it New York is very racist.
New York City Mayor Mikey Bloomberg. Nanny state troublemaker and 9/11 Israeli agent, it says on his picture. Senator Dianne Feinstein, globalist political agent. Senator Chucky Boy Schumer.
Chucky Boy.
He doesn't have another title.
Chucky Boy.
Senator Frank Lautenberg, who's no longer with us, I believe.
Okay.
Russian Jew immigrants your tax money. Okay. He shared this. Rahm Emanuel, Chicago mayor.
Oh, he's behind 9/11 served or
in
gun
Israel's
control?
Army during Gulf War. Did he really?
I don't know. I mean, the information on that graphic may not be completely
you
accurate.
Think?
Yeah.
Senator Barbara Boxer, no subtitle.
Okay.
Senator Richard Blumenthal lied about serving in Vietnam.
Oh, shit.
Senator Carl Levin, no comment.
Right.
Alan Dershowitz, Harvard law professor, legal gadfly, Israel Furster.
What does gadfly mean?
It means he runs around,
mm-hmm.
Doesn't really do much.
Oh.
Just is like entertaining and.
I guess that's a dig, right? Legal gadfly.
Yeah.
That's
a
dig. But Harvard, what was
dabbles
it?
Doesn't accomplish dabbles. Anything. I guess.
What is what is the first one though? Harvard what?
Professor.
Okay. Now is that an insult?
To the right,
consider,
that is. Yeah.
That
yeah.
An insult?
Well, especially if he's a little Jewy.
What are you, some Harvard professor? I'd love to be that smart. That'd be great.
John Rosenthal, rich Boston social activist.
I was thinking the same exact thing, Ted. Jeez.
Dan Gross, handgun control. I don't know who that is.
Oh, yeah.
And Max Natchman from Cease Fire, Pennsylvania.
Natchman. It's funny.
Oh, my God. I can't believe he shared this. So... Nugent wrote under this image, know these punks. They hate freedom. They hate good over evil. They would deny us the basic human right to self-defense and to keep and bear arms, while many of them have tax-paid hired armed security. Know them well. Tell everyone you know how evil they are. Let us raise maximum hell to shut them down.
Good God. That's a good Ted Nugent, by the way.
Thank you.
Very disturbing. I think that's like spot on. What's his problem?
Nugent has claimed in the past that those shot in mass shootings are, quote, losers among us who fall for the big lie of political correctness and get cut down by murderous maniacs like blind sheep to slaughter.
That is the weirdest you have it coming argument I have ever heard.
You're a bunch of pussies.
Because I choose to say African-American, I got shot. What?
I don't get it.
You know what I think it is? I think, yes, of course, he's a racist, bigoted freak face.
Yeah.
Whatever. But more than anything, this guy's stupid. He's stupid as fuck, but yet a talented enough musician, amassed a shit ton of money. He's a maniac. That's what happens, right?
Yeah,
running around.
Exactly.
Shooting deer with a bow and arrow. Who the fuck does that? Are you a caveman?
Yeah, again, I don't quite get the reason.
Yeah.
Behind
it's but it's fun. It's fun. It's fun to stalk a living thing
and
to
it?
Shoot it with a motherfucking bow and arrow.
I don't know. It just I don't know. I don't get it. I mean, you know, like I said, if you got to do it and you're into hunting, okay, I guess. And if you eat it, okay,
yes.
I guess. But I don't get it. I would not. I mean, if I were Fuhrer, I wouldn't ban hunting.
Oh, yeah.
Mostly.
What a boring Fuhrer. Come on, let's ban some shit. What will you ban then as Fuhrer? Fuhrer Vile! The Vile Fuhrer? You can't be in office because, my God,
I'd have to change my name.
One bad thing happens. The New York Post is going to be like, I got 18 vile fucking stupid ass puns. Jesus Christ.
So.
The Vile campaign.
The.
Gets viler. Well, something like that.
More vile?
More vile. Yeah, there you go.
I've got, what else is going on here? So there you go. That's NRA board member sharing. The NRA board member and right, fun guy.
What does he wear at a board meetings? Because I feel like the NRA is like a very serious kind of organization.
Yeah.
And I imagine when they meet and have like official whatevers, you got to wear a suit, a tie.
Tees.
Oh, yes. Does Ted Nugent ever show up anywhere like a... suit or a tux if he's going to a nice event, or is he like
he just got his hair cut, didn't he?
Oh, I don't know.
I think he just got a haircut not that long
ago. Really?
So he doesn't have that long down to his dick hair
that's
anymore.
Right. I saw him in InStyle.
Yesterday was the Super Bowl.
Super.
And Denver won. Not that anyone really cares.
I'd like to congratulate all the rich people.
Not that we care, I mean.
I saw...
There are those who care.
Hey, who was the lady that accepted the trophy?
Well,
I saw her on TV giving a speech.
owner, maybe? I don't know.
Who is that? Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
A lot of plastic surgery, man. None of my business.
Well, there was a halftime show, Ryan.
Oh, okay.
And apparently there's a lot of aching butts.
Ouch.
Around the nation.
Oh!
A lot of aching white butts around the nation.
Oh, God.
Because
you can take something for that.
First of all, Coldplay.
God, my ears are aching. Who's looking for Coldplay?
And then, okay. And then, if I'm thinking, who's going to rock the house? I'm just saying
Coldplay.
Coldplay.
I can't name a song. I don't know one fucking song. I don't give a shit about them. And there's one song they fucking stole from somebody. I can't remember the artist. They stole it from
And then, look at the stars. Look how they shine for you.
What is that? Oh, is that Coldplay?
And they were all yellow, wasn't it? And they were all yellow.
Is that the group that had
that? It's the water sports song.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Was that the
group? It was all yellow.
Did Coldplay have the song that was played and that all these sequences on ER that had to do with that kid that was dying of cancer?
No, like, I don't know.
The most depressing storyline fucking ever. They
could
the
be
the same
again, though,
Coldplay song over and over again.
Yeah, I mean, okay, Coldplay, whatever, but
they suck.
Not wouldn't be on my
boring
my choice list of who's gonna rock out the halftime show. But
yes,
I guess Bruno Mars was good. And Beyonce is getting all the press because she did a new song. And the best part of the song is that the right are losing their fucking little heads over it. They can't fucking stand it because the Fox and Friends yesterday. We're going to play these clips tomorrow, probably, if I can get the shit working.
Fucking, man.
But Rudy Giuliani.
It's fucking technology.
Rudy Giuliani.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, now, who is that? The mayor?
Former mayor of New York.
Lee.
Wait, listen for a half second. 9/11. Oh, there you go. It's Rudy Giuliani.
He mentions that.
9/11.
Here and there.
I was mayor during 9/11. So he was on Fox and Fiends with the
My
idiots.
My favorite.
With Ducey and Kilmeade.
Is this the morning show?
Anna Quimin.
Quimin.
New Elizabeth Hasselbeck.
It's
who's no longer on the show.
Fox and Friends isn't in the morning.
Yeah,
Is it really? God damn it. People start their fucking day with this aberration of journalism.
Steve Ducey here to tell you how to start your day full of hating black people and homos.
Yeah. You look at him and you're like, how many khakis do you own, dickhead? You own all the khakis, don't you? Completed or non.
Kilmeade, who's quite the rocket scientist, said, I couldn't really make out what Beyonce was saying.
Yes.
But at the end, we find out Beyonce dressed up in a tribute to the Black Panthers, went to a Malcolm X formation. What is Malcolm X formation?
That's the worst kind of formation
Malcolm
ever.
Malcolm X have his own formation?
Malcolm X formation.
And the song, the lyrics, which I couldn't make out a syllable.
The Malcolm X formation. Oh, yes. Your little white fucking idiot ears couldn't understand the song.
We're basically telling cops to stop shooting blacks.
Yes. What a great idea.
Yes.
Hey, Steve Ducey. He has a new show.
Yeah.
Right. Did he?
That was Kilmeade.
Oh, that was Kilmeade.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, did they not hear any stories about like police shootings this year?
Not on Fox.
Black people that
not
get
on
shot,
Fox.
Unarmed. They don't even have any weapons on them. They just get blown.
They
their
do.
Heads get
they
blown
heard.
Off.
They hear how those evil black people turn into demons when they're talking to police.
Yes. A cop described a human being as a demon, right. An unarmed demon that he shot to death, and he walked. He wasn't indicted. This is fucked.
Later in the program, one of the ninnies, Anna Quimin, was
Quimin
with Giuliani.
Oh, okay.
What
are they doing?
She pointed out that, oh, well, look. And some asshole put this on our Facebook today, by the way, on the story. Go to facebook.com/crabdiving.
Yay.
That Beyonce, the meme that he put up was Beyonce hates police, gets police escort to game.
Wait, you know what, man? Why is this why is it so hard to understand? Black people want the cops to treat them like human beings and to do their right. fucking job and to protect them.
How about not shoot them?
Yeah.
At the bare minimum. I mean, you know, we want to work up to treating them like normal human citizens
the police
that they are.
Are supposed to protect us. It's supposed to be a no-brainer that if you're in trouble, you call a cop. And that's just not fucking true anymore. Right. Or maybe it is. I mean, I'm white, right? For me,
oh,
it's
sure,
true.
You call right away.
Sure, no problem.
We have a special number.
Oh, the white line?
Right, yeah.
Listen, white guys, if we don't get this shit under control, I'm going to release the number of the white line.
The secret white line out.
I'm going to ruin the party.
Giuliani
yes.
is outraged, Ryan.
Ooh.
I think it was outrageous, he said.
Uh-huh. Does he have a list?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
The halftime show, I thought, was ridiculous anyway. I don't know what the heck it was. A bunch of people like bouncing around and doing strange things. I actually don't even know why we have this. Well, this is old white man syndrome.
But this is the guy who is the mayor of New York, who I, you know, it's been a while since I've been to New York. Last time I remember, they have a pretty sizable theater district there.
Sure.
And he's telling me he doesn't know what it means when people are jumping around on stage to music. That's a dance number,
but these
dickhead.
These are black people. They're black people jumping around.
Oh, okay. So, well, there's black people in New York doing that. What is this guy? That. Why is he so stupid all of a sudden?
I thought it was really outrageous that she used it as a platform to attack police officers.
That's a good one.
Who are the people who protect her. What we should be doing in the African-American community and all communities is build up respect for police officers.
You know what I
build up respect for police officers as they're grabbing you off the street, trussing you up, tossing you headfirst into the back of a paddy wagon. Oh, I can't see.
You're
paddy
building
wagon.
It up. Oh, yeah, that's racist, dude.
In the back of a police wagon.
Right.
And having their neck snap. Oops. But, he shouldn't have run. He should have respected the popo and not made them sweat. That's all that guy was, Freddie Gray. It's all he's guilty of.
And did Beyonce, did Beyonce say something, or was it just she made a reference to it in a song?
The song is about police brutality, right. I think, a little bit. I think it has some stuff in it. I don't have the lyrics in front of me.
What is the big
but
deal?
But it was definitely.
I mean, it's.
And they were wearing outfits that were kind of an homage to the Black Panthers. They had the beret, black beret and shit. You know, that's going to drive them fucking crazy.
I think it's awesome, man. I think it would have been strange to not have something that called attention to the Black Lives Matter movement in the Super Bowl halftime show. I think that would have been strange.
Kilmeade was pissed that they didn't censor it.
What?
After recalling Janet Jackson's so-called wardrobe malfunction at a prior Super Bowl, Kilmeade then argued that the NFL had a responsibility to censor Beyonce's performance. Didn't they go in and review this and say, wait a second? He complained. And that jerk off on our page, I said...
Don't jerk off on our page.
I responded, well, that's interesting. I've just done some research. I can't find anywhere where Beyonce says she hates the police.
Oh, okay.
I don't see that anywhere. Well, Black Lives Matter. She supports Black Lives Matter.
We should also
was his response.
Right, right. who could be against that movement?
Therefore, she hates police. Well, that's why they're always marching, saying "kill the police, kill the police." You know what? There have been one or two incidents where some assholes have hijacked peaceful protests. And started chanting some heinous shit that the Black Lives Matter core group disavows.
Yeah.
There's white people out there screaming, kill the black people. Right. The white people disavow them also.
Oh, my God. If you think about all the racism in this country that's been done to, like, minorities and people of color, you're losing your mind over a single number
in
a Super Bowl.
They're losing their fucking minds.
What the fuck? What do you expect?
Giuliani said... this is a political position, and she's probably going to take advantage of it.
Yeah, she should. This is a great point to make to a lot of fucking people.
You're talking to middle America when you have the Super Bowl. So if you're going to have entertainment, let's have decent, wholesome entertainment.
Decent?
And let's,
that's
and,
so funny.
And not use it as a platform to attack the people who put their lives at risk just to save us.
I don't want
to
go back to clips. I like this better. I really do.
The invitations?
Clips are more fun. I mean, this is more fun. You get to be all character.
So that's Rudy Giuliani.
Working on your one-man show.
That's it. Yeah, I'm going to do Rudy Giuliani imitation. Love so Fox ninnies all over the right
ninnies.
Wing. All over the right wing are losing their fucking shit over the fact that Beyonce was all black and shit during
somebody makes a nice statement about social justice and you shit all over it. Instead of like, hey, how great is it that Beyonce did that? That's wonderful. Maybe they'll ultimately make the world a better place, safer for everybody.
Right.
Fuck you. God. A bunch of dickheads, man.
Did you see, there's also a clip on our Facebook page. It's the opening of the Republican debate where they were announcing the people to come to
the
stage.
That.
It's one of the saddest moments.
Looks like it was. It looks like a Christopher Guest movie.
Right.
Really.
Like best in show, worst in show. It was the ABC News debate, and they were announcing the candidates one by one, and I think Christie came out, and then I think Ben Carson was supposed to come out second. So Ben Carson comes out in the wings, and they've got a camera on the wings where these guys are coming out waiting for their name to be called. And then Ben Carson doesn't hear the announcer as she
– You better listen.
I blame her because
right.
One of the things you learn – when you're doing public speaking is how to speak after the crest of the applause, right? You don't try to speak over the massive wave of
right.
applause.
I agree with you.
It's like a laugh also.
You got to let the applause happen and then say it as it's
and then as it's dying, descending. You don't want the applause to necessarily die down.
Right.
But you still want to be heard, so you got to hit that sweet spot.
Let's keep it going, baby!
And she said, Governor Chris Christie, and people were like, yay! And then she went, Ben Carson! Yay! You know, Dr. Ben Carson, nobody could hear her. Ben
right.
Carson didn't hear her.
I blame his people, man.
So Ben Carson stood there like an asshole in the wings, and then he started to go out, then he stopped.
And he had his, you know what's weird? When he was just standing there, not even moving, and the camera was zooming in and zooming out, he was standing there with his hands together over his dick.
Like he didn't know what to do. Well, yeah, he looked uncomfortable.
I mean, you can't stand like that, number one. That's weird looking.
That's not presidential.
It's odd.
Yeah.
It's weird.
And then there's a guy who sticks his head around the corner and is like, go, go. Go, go, and Carson ignores him, and then Trump comes out and kind of pats him on the shoulder, and Trump gets announced.
It's amazing.
And then Jebediah bumps into Trump.
It's kismet.
It's all just a big clusterfuck.
Really, it is.
Finally, one of them says, Dr. Ben Carson, come out to the stage, please. And then they're like, and finally... I forget who they announced last. Yeah. And finally...
blah, blah.
This guy. Meanwhile, standing... in the wings, still, is John Kasich. They
God,
forgot about
damn
Kasich.
Damn it. How, I mean, that must have really burned his ass, man.
And he
gets no respect, no love, no attention. They don't even announce his fucking name.
And Christie, apparently, Christie and Kasich must trade hand jobs in the green room beforehand or something. Because Chris Christie.
I mean, that's just a horrible image. Really.
Chris Christie said, can I announce Governor Kasich? Can I announce? Now, here's the thing. This is where I'll agree with Christie. Is
he's funny.
This is where the governors tend to do better because governors have to make decisions, right? You have to all day. You're making decisions.
Absolutely.
You're making decisions.
You're making a tough call.
And senators don't. Senators talk and debate all the time.
Yes.
So they're one of the reasons, one of the things that corpulent Chris Christie is going after Rubio on is the fact
Yummy.
That, look, him and Cruz just sit here and blah, 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 blah about these small differences
Boo.
When nobody's had to make a real decision.
Yeah.
But this kind of moment, I thought, was one of those moments.
Right.
That Ben Carson should have just been like, fuck it, I'm going out on that stage.
Yeah, hey, what about me? You walk out
right.
there, you, really?
Or one of the other guys should have been like, what about Carson? And then nobody steps up until finally Lardass.
Nobody knew. Nobody
Chris had. Christie says, wait a minute, can I introduce Governor Kasich? Like, you guys forgot Kasich.
It's so fucked up. It's so fucking.
It's a sad little moment.
I was watching them like
uncomfortable
when you watch them like bump into each other and shit. I was thinking like, okay,
because Ben Carson's standing there awkwardly with his hands in front of him, knowing what to do.
He looks fucked up.
Then Trump comes out, but he hasn't been announced. So then he's standing there. And then Jebediah James Earl Jones Bush gets announced. And he has to like say, excuse me, pardon me, to get around Trump. It's just it's an amazing moment. It's go to our
truly
Facebook.
It's truly fucking astounding. And like, I wonder like, if they bumped into each other just a little more, do you think it could have devolved into like a brawl or something? Do you think like if Trump would have bumped into Chris Christie like a little more firmly, could they have started exchanging
a little tussle
pops?
Going on? You mean, yeah?
God, wouldn't that have been amazing if they start beating the shit out of each other? Oh my god, that would be great.
So one of the fun moments from the debate, right at the top, right at the outset.
How funny is that clip? Is some dude on the internet?
Oh, from Pulp Fiction.
Well, they were able to put John Travolta like walking into Uma Thurman in Marcello's house,
right
into that entranceway. And
it's pretty famous.
They
do it on.
They
the,
do that.
They do that. They use that a lot on the internet. I think somebody must have probably green screened it or something. And now
so you can drop any background.
Now,
into
yeah, you see that a lot now on Vincent these Vega. Little videos where people will drop. I forget his character's name from Pulp Fiction.
Oh, God. Vincent Vega.
Vince.
Isn't that it?
Yeah. And they drop his character and walking around looking like all confused.
It's fucking classic. It's so good.
That's also on our Facebook page. Go to facebook.com/crabdiving.
Yay.
Don't forget our Twitter stream at crabdiving, CRABDIVING.
Crabdiving.
I've got... let's see, what else have we got here? I'm trying to find stuff that doesn't require clips. Since,
oh, okay.
You know, we fucking... You want some good news?
Okay, sure. How does that sound?
It's hard.
Do you want to see something?
I know it's difficult
happy?
To find. But SCOTUS has come out with some decisions and non-decisions and stuff that has not been heinous.
SCOTUS, what is your good news?
Recently.
Yeah.
This is a case that was the Arizona State Legislature versus the Arizona Independent Redistricting Commission. So the Arizona voters had decided we want to get rid of this gerrymandering bullshit.
All right.
So we're going to take the redistricting duties or responsibilities from the legislature, which is heavily red at the moment.
It sounds like an ideal thing.
And put it to an independent commission that is nonpartisan, that divides it up by population and stuff. It doesn't say, oh, look at the brown people here. Let's cut them in half.
This would make sense.
Et cetera. Well, Arizona, get this. The people of Arizona voted this commission in.
Yes.
The elected legislature of Arizona sued the people of Arizona.
That is insane.
Well, right. I mean, doesn't that tell you right there that if it's a referendum, that's what the people want? They're bypassing the representative process.
Right. Let me get this straight. I took time out of my day for this guy, for this official, to pull a lever for him.
Yes.
To vote for him.
Right.
This guy is suing me.
Well, he's suing the commission that was created.
Okay.
The whatever. Legislature said, fuck that. We're Republicans in charge. We're not going to give it up to this independent commission.
Yeah, fuck this shit. This is Arizona, baby. Shit and, like that don't go
and
down.
And we have that here in California, and there's other states that are starting to put that in, and they're fighting it every step of the way.
So this
and
this is jam.
This gives us hope that maybe some of these red states will stop being so fucking batshit red.
Right. You're right. That gives this crab hope.
So in a 5-4 opinion.
Yay.
That was authored by Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
No.
The Supreme Court ruled that the election clause of the Constitution permits Arizona voters through ballot initiative to adopt an independent commission for redistricting. Now, that's good because that means that everywhere. That means that the assholes here in California who were suing to get rid of that commission, that means the assholes who were suing in, I want to say, Minnesota might have that. I might not. But other states where they're screaming, we don't want these independent commissions. We want to be in charge. That this is it now. This is the Supreme Court hath spoke. So it's not saying it's not getting rid of gerrymandering, but it's saying this: the people of the states have the ability through the referendum process,
right,
to enact these laws.
Oh, that makes sense.
By bypassing their cunty representatives who are supposed to be representing them in the first place, but are obviously not.
Oh,
doesn't
God.
This blatantly display
a
problem in the system? If the Supreme Court has to decide that the people have to democratically vote for something because their asshole representatives don't represent them no more.
The very thing they're supposed to do.
Which they're looking at it as a positive for Democrats, basically, because this 2010 midterm happened sadly at a redistricting time, so all the asshole Republicans took advantage of a midterm win and sweep and took over the legislatures, and the Koch brothers smartly invested in state and local elections.
I mean, what kind of goddamn spin can the Republicans put on this anyway? I mean, how do you sell to the American people that they should be in charge of who votes where or in what district? They should draw the districts. It's an odd thing. I don't even know how you...
It's vague in the Constitution. It's left up to the states.
Yeah.
So I guess the rule that the Supreme Court has said that there's no rule saying that the people can't do that. The legislature was trying to say the people can't do that with referendum.
Right.
And the people then, the legislature then sued. I guess lower courts found for the people for this commission.
Oh my God.
And then they got to SCOTUS and SCOTUS agreed.
SCOTUS. So.
Although four of them, wonder about this next election, people. We got to get the fuck out and vote no matter who is the Democrat, because goddamn, do you want Marco Rubio picking Supreme Court justices? Do you want Ted Cruz?
No. I don't want these guys ordering lunch.
Do you want Ted Cruz putting his dad in as a Supreme Court justice?
Oh, come on.
Do you want Ted Cruz?
Someone equally as heinous, though.
Well, sure. Right.
Well, that's what the left or the right is doing the same thing. Do you want to elect a president that put Barack Hussein Obama as a justice?
We do.
Yes, absolutely. He would be great. He's
and
one
Bill
of those,
Clinton.
Yes.
Double.
He's one of those evil Harvard lawyers.
Double. Both fists right up the rectum of the right.
Well, hold on. Let me take a breath.
Bill Clinton followed by Barack Hussein Obama was studied the Constitution.
Yes.
Was a constitutional lecturer.
I don't think Barack Obama and Clinton, Bill, would be – could they really hang together?
I think they like each other.
Really? I mean, Bill
– Maybe.
Barack,
maybe not.
Barack just doesn't seem like Bill's speed to me.
He's a nerd. Boring. Hey, you want to go down to, a friend of mine's got an island down in the Bahamas. We can hang out. Well, I'd
– No, Bill. I'm watching the Thornbirds on Blu-ray.
I'm going to go play some golf.
Yeah, fuck this.
If they got golf there.
Why are you reading all the
topless
time?
Topless caddies. Yeah. Topless 17-year-old Ukrainian caddies.
Okay, Bill.
So that was a little good news out of SCOTUS recently.
Congratulations to everyone here in the country for all the good news.
We get these tiny victories and we're all like,
That's a big deal, though.
Well, here's another
gerrymandering.
One. Here's another one from SCOTUS.
SCOTUS!
The Supreme Court also, this was, I'm going to say last week, possibly the week before, you know, the Supreme Court can also speak by not taking up a case and allowing a lower court to stand. Well, now this one was one of these that are trying to chip away at Roe v. Wade.
Okay.
Tell women You're going to get strapped to a board and forced to carry that to term, you big whore. You shouldn't have opened your legs.
Strap it on.
It says there's been a, I guess there's going to be a case coming up in March where they're going to hear arguments in, this is the big one. This is the whole women's health versus coal, which is a challenge to the set of laws in Texas, cutting off access to legal abortions. This is them saying, we're going to make these clinics have hallways that are 27 feet wide so you can back a double wide ambulance up it. And only for their health, Ryan. Right. It's for women's health. Meanwhile, you can go to in Texas, you can probably go to
you need a hydrolift.
You can get a titty job done in an elevator.
In a Denny's.
Yeah. So,
you can get anally bleached at Waffle House in Florida.
Right.
Did you know that?
So, that's going to be coming up, where they think Texas has just created these unnecessary regulations. And
they're
this, if it goes a good way, could help the whole nation, because in a lot of these goddamn theocratic red states, they've been enacting these onerous. They've been trying to chip away at it incrementally, going after Roe v. Wade by putting weak. You know, how many weeks, how old is the fetus?
Oh,
if you blasted inside of her more than 12 hours ago, Jesus. It's a baby. It's a full life.
God, I just wish these religious zealots could stay away from anything science related.
Yeah.
Like that, like biology and shit. That's just not your jam. It's not your game.
So.
God.
You're
stupid.
Now, it said, however, a couple of weeks ago, the Supreme Court, in what might be a good sign for those who believe in choice.
Like, totally, man.
And rights and shit. And that women aren't, fucking incubators.
incubators. Jeez.
The Supreme Court declined to hear the appeal of a lower court ruling in North Dakota. Now, North Dakota...
Fuck you.
Had passed a law, was never implemented, because the second those fucking assholes of North Dakota passed it, lawsuits flew. They passed a fetal heartbeat law. The second the little pink heart starts a beating, at around 6 weeks. 6 weeks. How many women don't even know they're pregnant?
I don't know.
That's barely missing one period.
That's like, 6 weeks, man.
It is one missing one period, right?
How the fuck do you even find a heartbeat at 6 weeks?
Well, that's it. Once the heart starts beating, North Dakota said, that's it. It's a baby.
God.
You baby killers. There was a stay put on it. They couldn't implement it as it worked its way through the process. And the Supreme Court refused to hear the appeal of a lower court, which said that's some bullshit. That one's obviously unconstitutional. They say that, but the North Dakota governor says it was an attempt by state legislature to discover the boundaries of Roe v. Wade. So they're just taking shots. They knew. Why can't the people, we need to start passing some referendums that say, you know what, assholes, if you're going to spend taxpayer money on futile lawsuits and laws, you're going to spend time. How about some jobs?
I mean, how is that not corruption, though, in a way? If they know that there's no fucking way in hell that they have a chance, and they're just spending taxpayer money pointlessly?
Yeah.
They know it won't work. I mean, how is that even remotely acceptable?
I don't get it.
And if there's evidence, if they're even admitting that they know there's no fucking way this has a shot in hell, but still, we're going to allocate resource and time to this.
Sure.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Glad we did have that one positive news story, though. That's good.
Well, this is positive.
Okay.
Because this was a win.
Damn it.
They threw that one out. 6 weeks is a little too ridiculous, even for a SCOTUS. But that's interesting because it takes four
right.
for them to hear it. Right.
Okay. Oh, I don't know.
4 out of 9 for them to pick to agree to hear a case. God.
I thought they were saying it takes 4 weeks before you can even hear a fetal heart.
No,
you're
no,
saying
six.
Supreme Court. God damn it.
It takes 4 scotals.
Right.
To want to listen, to want to hear a case.
A lot of numbers in this segment.
It doesn't have to be a majority.
Yes.
So that some people think is a good sign for this Texas one that maybe they're saying that that's a little too onerous.
Okay.
That making a woman drive 500 miles one direction.
Yes.
And then they're passing those waiting periods. Not only do you have to go, you drive 500 miles, then you see a doctor, then he says, well, now you got to wait 48 hours to think about what you're about to do.
Okay, great. And you know what happens there in that, if there's a Planned Parenthood with those rules? You know what evil ass industry pops up? A bunch of hotels.
Let's think about this again.
Price gouging.
How patriarchal is that? You women folk don't have enough mind to think about it and make up your mind so that when you show up at the clinic to do a D&C, you've made up your mind about this tragic decision you've made.
And by the way, you've driven maybe 500 miles.
Right. I think you've decided.
What are you going to do?
But no, you can't be trusted. So we're going to make you think about it for 48 more hours,
dude,
you big whore.
Have you ever driven through North Dakota?
Yes.
I have. And there's, I mean, unless you're listening to the Crab Diving podcast on iTunes or Stitcher, you or go to crabdiving.com. That's the easiest way. All you have time is think. That's all there is to do in that car but think.
Right.
There's nothing to look at. It's fucking North Dakota, man.
The music that I think other people can hear that we can't that's playing means it's the end of our show today.
Shit.
Crab Diving Glitchy Monday. Thanks for listening to us, ladies and gentlemen.
I got a case of the Mondays.
We will be back tomorrow, Tuesday, 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. to Pacific.
Fuck you.
5 to 7 out on the Eastern Type Coast. And then don't forget, we're at iTunes, we're at Stitcher, right. We're at crabdiving.com.
Please clap.
Immediately following this right now is a brand new episode of Midnight Breakfast.
Yay.
Talking about colleges and shit. And then a half hour after that, a couple of new 15 minutes with Rick Wood.
Lovely.
Will be streaming here on the network. So stay tuned if you're listening live. If you're not listening live, hey, go to crabdiving.com. You can download or find links to all the shows here on the network. Thanks for listening to us. Don't forget our social media. Go to crabdiving.com. All the buttons are there. Gonna buy shit, go through our Amazon portal, crabdiving.com/Amazon, and we get a little taste. Doesn't cost you
yummy
anything. Ryan's gonna be doing some comedy. Find out where, find out when. Go to Rated R Comedy on the Twitter or ratedrcomedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
And everything and everything, crabdiving.com. Bye bye, everybody.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.